Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, the L.A. County Sheriff is being asked to resign to go by some members of the Civilian Oversight Commission. They've had a long feud over his leadership and his refusal to respond to their subpoenas.
The Sheriff's Department does not have the leader it deserves.
Commissioners didn't mince words, two of them directly calling for L.A. Sheriff Villanueva to step down.
Calling for Sheriff Villanueva to resign.
Also calling for the resignation of the sheriff.
Other members aggravated over a long list of grievances, but didn't want to go that far.
This is quite a serious step.
The panel did decide that they want to draft a statement of no confidence against Sheriff Villanueva.
And maybe this is the time to not pretend anymore.
Expressing a vote of no confidence.
They'll review the language of the no confidence statement at their next meeting. If it gets a majority vote from commissioners, it's on to the sheriff. It's symbolic, but still harsh and very public. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A carjacking suspect arrested after a nine-hour standoff earlier this week in Linwood, now facing felony charges.
He's pleaded not guilty to carjacking, second-degree robbery, and assault with a semi-automatic. Deontay Lee Murray is being held on more than $1.2 million bail. The case includes allegations of association with a criminal street gang, discharging a rifle, inflicting great bodily injury, and personal use of an AR-15. The charges stem from a September 1st carjacking in Compton. LA County Sheriff's deputies tried to arrest Murray Tuesday afternoon. There was a short pursuit followed by a long standoff at a home in Linwood. The Special Enforcement Bureau eventually used tear gas and a canine to get him out. We're told the arrest appears to be linked to the investigation into the attack on two transit services deputies who were shot Saturday evening in Compton. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
With the Jewish holidays fast approaching, LA County officials are being urged to drop their current health order, which bars people from observing religious holidays at home with extended family and friends.
The request is coming from the law firm First Liberty, which specializes in religious freedoms. Stephanie Taub is its senior counsel. She says having a meal for a religious or cultural holiday should not be prohibited because of COVID-19.
It's the selective enforcement that's the issue, and singling out the most holy days of the Jewish calendar as an example of a prohibited policy is just, it's very disrespectful. And if they actually followed through on their threat, it would constitute selective enforcement against a religious minority faith, which would be against the First Amendment.
Taub says she's also concerned because violating local health orders is a crime, punishable by fines or even jail time. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County could move to the orange coronavirus tier in less than 2 weeks. Tuesday, September 29th, it's the earliest the county is eligible to move out of Tier 2. It's the red tier. But Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow says the numbers have to improve before OC can make that jump.
For the positivity rate, we are in the orange tier. And for the case rate per 100, we're in the red tier. And the state has decided that when you have two number in two different tier, the state will decide that you will be staying on the more restricted tier, meaning red.
And Dr. Chow says a slowdown in the number of people getting tested makes it harder to move into the orange tier. Four more people have died from coronavirus in Orange County, bringing the total to 1,115. There's been another 140 new infections, pushing the total number of cases to just under 51,400.
More than a million borrowers could be at risk of losing their homes during the pandemic because they didn't sign up for a government safety net program.
The safety net allows borrowers to skip up to 1 year of mortgage payments. It's called forbearance if they're in financial trouble due to the pandemic, assuming they have federally backed loans, of course. Richard Green is the director of the USC Lusk Center for Real Estate.
It really is a method to keep you out of trouble. You can forbear without any penalty. It doesn't hurt your credit history.
The problem is many people are unaware of the safety net program, and now they're at risk of losing their homes to foreclosure. And this is happening at a time when home sales and median home prices are booming.
Then we're in a world where mortgage interest rates are 3%, which means that in many places in Southern California, owning is more appealing than renting.
He says those low interest rates and the fact that fewer homes are on the market right now are fueling the spike in home sales. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
The AQMD has issued alerts because of smoky air for a 10th day in a row now, triggering renewed concern about the long-term health impacts. Suzanne Paulson, director of the Center for Clean Air at UCLA, she tells KNX the LA Basin is getting a double whammy of smoke.
The air kind of washes around. The breeze from the mountains in the night is bringing smoke from the Bobcat fires. And then the sea breeze is also bringing smoke, but from Northern California fires. This is why we've had this remarkably long period of almost ubiquitous smoke throughout the entire Los Angeles area.
She says the most harmful health impact is not on breathing, but on your cardiovascular health, because particulates in smoke are linked with strokes and heart attacks.
Wildfires impact more than just people who live near them. They send animals away from their homes in the mountains and hills. State Fish and Wildlife Captain Patrick Foy tells KNX most will survive, though.
These animals are definitely not helpless. They do well. I mean, it's something that's going to change them, and it's going to move them around, and it's going to keep them from going back to a certain area for a certain period of time. But the interesting thing is that fire is a vital part of the ecosystem and is rejuvenating for much of our forests.
It's not clear if foothill neighborhoods below the Bobcat and El Dorado fires will see an increase in wild animals. But Foy says if you see them, don't feed them because they'll want to stick around.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.